This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The lie to me, don't fill your head with things and think you're free. I can smell the fear, I think you made it clear. Yeah, I could be rude, be in a mood, I could be rotten. I could be cool, mad like a fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is, even on a lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Anyways, today's Monday. Monday. Oh, my. What a week. Okay, today's Wednesday, June the 5th of 2024, day 157th of the year, only day 209th so far. Apparently, I'm trying to put everybody back at the beginning of the week because, you know, I like that kind of torture for people is what it sounds like. Anyways, I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we get to hang out here on Safety FM. Oh, yes, you know, that's where we do the multiverse of Safety FM. And then we get to hang out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
Rio.
Oh, yes. What a plethora of stuff that's going on inside of our world. So, yeah, if you kind of noticed yesterday, there was a little skedaddle-addle moment where apparently stuff did not go through. So you didn't hear anything yesterday in regards to what was going on in our neck of the woods. So there you go. But we're here on a Wednesday. And if you have been looking for the video feed, I got some bad news for you. No video feed today. Only audio. Yes, we are only streaming on the radio audio or doing the podcast version because that's what we do. So let's talk about this. If you're new to what we do around here, kind of a simple process in regards of what we do. Let me explain. We're talking about safety and we talk about the news and we talk about news and safety. So that's a combination of things. That's number one. So that's the first thing, our anger of things that get done. And then outside of that, well, you know, we talk a little bit about everything that's going on in the news, safety, a little bit about the world stuff, some entertainment stuff. Our show is 3 hours long. Yeah, I know. When you first hear that, it's kind of like, what? Yeah, it's 3 hours. We only do 1 hour on the podcast. Everything else is live on the radio station. Yeah, kind of how it goes. So there you go. That's some stuff to think about. So a lot of things. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving because there is no other way around and ifs and ands about it. So there you go. Lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So callinradio.com gets you into our multi-system video, audio, and text messaging. You know what to do on these lovely Wednesdays. We love it when you contact us and let us know exactly what's going on. So no doubt about that. Anyway, so with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, SBF returns to NYC and a fraud case in Minneapolis takes a wild turn. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, MP Mizuhara? I think, pleads guilty. And James Corden has a scary flight. Also, Jennifer Lopez Netflix flick finds success, and prehistoric series is heading to PBS. We'll talk about that. Also, Ye faces another lawsuit. We'll talk a little bit about that stuff. And Prince Andrew makes good on his promise to fix up his royal residence. Yes, royal residence. Not sure what exactly that means, but he's making good on it. So that's important, to make good on the words that you said that you were going to do. I mean, I would think that'd be a good thing. I mean, wouldn't you? So there you go. So what do you got? Anything? Do you want to jump right away into the news, or should I talk about something? I think I should talk about this, because I normally don't talk about it at the very beginning. I normally talk about it at the end. So let's talk about this now. Are you going to any events this year? If you aren't, or if you're not planning on doing one, I got one for you. Yeah. Let me tell you about some things that I got going on. Yeah, let's talk about the Conklin Conference, the number 3 version of this, that's coming up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. We would love to see you there. You know, we're going to have a good time out there. No doubt about that. So we'd love to see you. Come hang out. Do the things that you do. No doubt about that. So, yeah, conference going on in New Mexico. Yeah, Conklin Conference. We'll have Todd Conklin. We'll have Mark Yeston, Bob Edwards, Jen Long, just to name a few. You know, talking about the world of human and organizational performance. Would love to see you there as we get to hang out and do all kinds of fun stuff in Santa Fe. So there you go. Santa Fe, New Mexico is where it's taking place, September the 10th through the 12th of this year. So find out more information. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to find out more info, or just go to safetyfm and click on live events and you'll see exactly what is going on there. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we get into some of the things that are going on inside of the world of the news, because I think that that's always a good time to where to start.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Narendra Modi's BJP party, along with its allies, have made history securing a slim majority in India's elections. The party lost its outright majority for the first time in a decade as voters defied predictions of another landslide. India's opposition alliance caused a major upset, especially in the party's crucial stronghold regions. Priyata Brajabasi reports from New Delhi.
Now, this time, the BJP has won 240 seats on its own, which means that they have not been able to secure that halfway mark of 272 on its own, and they will be relying on their alliance partners this time to form the government. What the Congress was able to do, according to experts, was form a cohesive alliance of like-minded, ideologically aligned anti-BJP parties all across the country that did not necessarily have a national presence or a national dominance, but did have a significant influence in their particular regions, and they have been able to use that influence to their advantage.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed his most restrictive immigration policy to date, shutting down asylum requests at the country's southern border until claims fall below a certain threshold. The executive order will see asylum petitions halted if crossings exceed a daily average of 2,500 people over a week. The Philippines has denied troops stationed on a warship in part of the disputed South China Sea pointed guns at Chinese coast guards during a resupply mission. It's the latest incident between the two countries in the region, as Laura Westbrook reports.
China's state media reported that two Filipinos had pointed their guns in the Coast Guard's direction, but the Philippines Armed Forces Chief of Staff said its personnel were holding their guns in self-defense, as Chinese boats were very close to its warship. The Philippines also accused the Chinese Coast Guard of seizing supplies meant for its troops. China claims almost all the South China Sea, and Beijing has stepped up Coast Guard operations to guard its claims. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Britain's King, Queen, Prime Minister and other dignitaries are marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Portsmouth. Events are taking place in the UK and France over the next 2 days. On the 6th of June 1944, Allied forces landed on the French coast to attack German forces in the largest naval, air and land military operation ever launched. John Westlake crossed the English Channel to Normandy in 1944 and says he remembers it vividly.
We were told, if the man in front of you drops dead, you've got to ignore him. You've got to get ashore and make sure we get a good foothold.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Another day, another political earthquake, this time in India. The ruling Hindu National Party, the BJP, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has not notched up the landslide win he predicted in the country's parliamentary elections. The Prime Minister went into the campaign confidently predicting his party would win 400 of the available 545 parliamentary seats. But in the event, the BJP didn't even win the 272 seats needed for an outright majority. It will now have to govern in a coalition. Namita Singh is Delhi correspondent for The Independent.
It was definitely a big, big surprise because no one actually saw it coming. There is a sense of incumbency and, you know, there is a sense of discomfort against the BJP because there has been lack of employment opportunities and the economy has been suffering. But nobody really saw it coming because the religious rhetorics was so high. BJP in the last two general elections had a majority of its own and didn't have to despite being in an alliance, it didn't have to really lean on its alliance partners. And this time it needs to form an alliance.
That won't be easy. Prime Minister Modi models himself as a strong man and has very limited experience finding common ground with other parties. The result is a huge boost for the opposition Congress Party, which had been all but written off at the start of the campaign. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Narendra Modi's BJP party and allies have made history securing a slim majority in India's elections. US President Biden signed his most restrictive immigration policy to date. The Philippines is denying troops on a warship in the South China Sea pointed guns at Chinese coast guards during a resupply mission. And Britain's King, Prime Minister and other dignitaries are marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Portsmouth. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time.
All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah, it's almost as enjoyable, but not exactly. So there you go. Anyways, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are getting to hang out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Yeah, keep on sending your stuff over because it's great. Anyways, let's continue talking about everything that's going on inside of the world. Let's take it from the top of the shit list real quick. Let's see. Well, the convicted crypto fraudster was indeed transported to Oklahoma towards the end of May. He ended up back in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. The judge overseeing his case had seemed to support keeping him in New York. This is talking about SBF. Sam Bankman-Fried, just in case. The judge overseeing it said the keeping his case seemed to be to support keeping him in New York City as he prepares to appeal the 25-year sentence. But the judge can only recommend where the prisoner stays. The Bureau of Prison makes the final determination. No confirmation yet of why SBF was on the road for a bit, only to end up where he started. This is according to Cointelegraph. And of course, well, you know, me. Letting you know exactly what's going on there. Also, let's see, a burglar ring in Southern California has been specifically targeting stores that resell, out of all things, Legos. Yeah, reps of the niche chain of stores called Brick and Miffings say that 7 stores have been hit since April, losing, are you ready for this, more than $100,000 in merchandise. In one instance, security camera footage shows 2 bandits breaking in and making off with their haul in under 42 seconds. The owner believes that they had cased the store ahead of time and knew exactly what to get. Lego sets can fetch hundreds of dollars even on the resale market. This is according to CBS Los Angeles. So, I mean, think about that. If you cased a joint, meaning that, you know, you kind of looked out and seeing what the hell you were going to steal ahead of time, you would have to know precisely price point on what these things are going to cost you before you took them, which makes it even more interesante. So there you go. There you go. 42 seconds. Man, that's pretty quick. Anyways, a Colorado man survived a gun attack after the bullet miraculously struck the 10-millimeter wide chain necklace that he was wearing, sparing him what could have been a fatal wound. And it gets nuttier. The 32-year-old man was attacked by his own father, who was reportedly drunk when he got into an argument. The old man was arrested shortly after and charged with first-degree attempted murder. Rest assured that he doesn't spend the rest of his life in prison, he'll certainly end up in a home. Police say that the chain wasn't even pure silver, saying that in a statement, maybe think twice before you knock a knockoff. It's just incredible, is what he said. This is according to CNN. So, what kind of altercation are you getting into where your daddy is trying to take you out? I mean, that's something to think about. Your dad is trying to, that helped you get onto this planet, is trying to get you off of this thing. Maybe he was doing you a favor. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. Who the hell knows what I'm saying?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on right now as we are talking and hanging out. Take a listen to this. Here, one way to get out of a jury duty: tell the judge someone gave you a bag of $120,000 in cash to vote to acquit the defendant. The juror promptly was dismissed from the case in Minneapolis that alleges that 7 people stole $40 million in pandemic refunds, relief funds, better saying, from a program that was supposed to be provided for food benefits to children. The unnamed juror said that she got a bag from her father-in-law, who was approached by a mysterious woman who said that the juror would get a second bag if he voted to acquit. The 23-year-old juror went straight to the police. The jury has been sequestered for the remainder of the trial. This is according to NBC News. So let's think about this real quick. You're telling me that you had a juror that was offered $120,000 to acquit a defendant, and all you have managed to do was sequester the jury? So there was a potential of $240,000 if there was going to be another bag. We're going to make an assumption here. But man, that's some crazy stuff. So there you go. I don't know. I don't even know what to say with this one. I look at it and I go, I know the world of the strange happens, but man, that gets stranger and stranger and stranger as we start talking about these things, because you never know what's going to happen next.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Dr. Pepper has overtaken Pepsi as the second most popular soda in the United States. According to CNN, Pepsi has held its spot since 1985. Meanwhile, Coke remains number 1, Sprite is 4th, and Diet Coke is 5th. This is according to CNN. So, Dr. Pepper, I don't think I would have ever thought that. I mean, living in Texas for such a long time, you would think that that's the only thing that exists around. But hey, that's not the case. But man, I mean, I guess that's a good time if you're there, in regards of if you're getting just what the doctor ordered. because the doctor is ordering some Dr. Pepper. I don't know. Are you a pepper drinker? Some people are, some people aren't, and it's okay. Those things happen. A few days ago, a couple of weeks ago, I guess I can say at this point, I had a Dr. Pepper with coconut in it. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Anyway, let's continue talking. Actor Eric Anderson has died. He passed away on Saturday after a battle with cancer, according to a statement from his family. Anderson is best known for his roles in Friday the 13th, the final chapter in Felicity. He was 67 at the time of his passing, so there you go. Also, what else? And some baby news. Do we want to talk about baby news? Okay, yeah, Trina McGree is pregnant. The Boys Meet World alum announced the news on Instagram while also asking fans for prayers as she is 54 years old. This will be McGee's fourth child, though her first with husband actor Marcelo Thefford. So there you go. 54. Matter of fact, I have a friend that recently was telling me that his sister was pregnant. Now, his sister has two kids in their 20s. And she told, and then when the friend told me, hey, that his sister was pregnant, I totally misunderstood because I was like, hold on, do you mean like your niece is pregnant? And he's like, no, my sister's pregnant. And I guess this is the way that you combat empty nest syndrome. I don't know, because she's within my age demo. And I mean, I'm no young buck either. So, I mean, I'm just saying, it's interesting. I mean, if you're having a kid when you're 54, let's just use that one, well, because that's what we're talking about. That means that your kid, let's do some quick math here. By the time they're 18 and out of the house, you're going to be, let's see, if we add 8, that's 62, and then add 10, you're going to be 72. 72 years of age before that child leaves. I mean, that's old. I mean, it's older. I mean, it's going to be kind of weird with you going to some of the parent-teacher meetings, seeing some of the parents that are in their 20s, and you're in your 50s, maybe 60s, depending. I mean, I look at it, it's kind of weird because my wife and I, we'll go to a parent-teacher meeting, and there's people that show up, and their grandparents are there. And the grandparents are my age. Yeah, my age. That's the grandparents. I know, it gets weird. Anyways, the Dow increased 140 points. To close at 38,711 on Tuesday. The S&P ticked up by 7 points also to close at 5,291. And the NASDAQ increased by 28 points to close at 16,857. West Texas Intermediate closed at $72 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $76 a barrel. Got it? The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.51 on Tuesday. And Bitcoin surged past $70,000 on Tuesday, trading just around $70,500, which is really good because weren't they at $72,500 at one point? So, I mean, this puts you back on track, I guess. Also, there was more than 3,200 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and about 55 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $185 million jackpot or an $86 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you'll have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Some information for you as we are talking, hanging, and banging. No doubt about that. So there you go. What else do we have? Let's take a look around. Da-da-da-da. Do we want to talk about this? Sure. Demi Moore and Joe Jonas are the newest friendly and flirty couple on the block. Insiders tell Page Six that the two have bonded after being through, after meeting through mutual friends of the south of France last month. The same source was quick to shut down rumors of sort of a romantic relationship, however. Jonas recently split from model Stormy Bree. After 5 months of dating, it was his first relationship post-divorce from actress Sophia Turner. This is according to Page Six. How did we get here? I mean, I don't even know how sometimes we get some of these stories. Let's talk about this one, because I think this one's going to be interesting. A video of James Gordon voicing his frustration to British Airways employee has gone viral. As a passenger on a flight from London to Portugal, Gordon and his fellow flyers were told to assume... the brace position for landing shortly after takeoff due to technical issues with the wing. Once safely on the ground in Lisbon, passengers reportedly sat on the runway for 3 hours before being removed from the plane. During that time, Gordon tried to keep things light by engaging with others and allowing everybody to take selfies with him. After exiting the aircraft, more chaos ensued with passengers being placed in the wrong queues. Seeing the frustration mounting, Gordon reportedly found a British Airway employee and helped get people where they were supposed to be. This is according to the Standard. So, you know, sometimes this dude gets some bad press. I mean, we've heard some bad press about him. But this doesn't sound like a bad guy. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like he's a British Airways employee. He went out of his way to assist. I mean, you kind of have to be happy when people go out of their way to help things out. I'm just saying. Just some stuff to think about. There you go. Anyway, take a listen to this. Brad Pitt is aware and upset about his daughter, Shiloh Jolie Pitt, dropping his last name from hers. For him, it means that he was truly lost his connection to his children, which has been an ongoing theme for Pitt's divorce from his mom, Angelina Jolie. Continue as a source of the blast. The former couple, other children have also distanced themselves from their dad over the years and have also stopped using his last name, though Shiloh is the only one who has taken legal steps to cut ties. This is according to the blast. Now, let's talk about this, because that's a pretty big deal. I mean, you go out of your way to do a legal name change. Something has to happen. I mean, something must be going on for you to say, hey, this is the step that I'm taking. I mean, think about this real quick. All of a sudden this morning you wake up and you say, hey, I want no alignment with my father and I'm changing my last name. I mean, that's gonna change some things inside of your family dynamic in your relationship. I mean, I don't know. I have friends that have changed their names. I mean, I have a friend that he merged his last name with his wife's last name when they got married. And people weren't too happy about that. I mean, and I don't know. I mean, that's a thing that you have to come up with what's going to work best for you. I'm of the opinion that if either one of my kids wakes up one morning and say, hey, this is not the name I like. This is not the name I want. I want to change it. I mean, as long as it makes sense, I'll help them. I mean, it doesn't bother me. But for some, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. I mean, I don't know. A lot of stuff to talk about, I guess, is the way that I look at it. Anyways, let's do this. It is that time to do that thing that we should be doing that we call our main story. So let's do that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. It is main story time as I'm stretching here. Oh, yes, a lot of stretching, a lot of stuff going on. So let's talk. So I want you to think about this. You have a plan and you have decided that you want to help change the safety culture. Yeah, we're going to use safety culture for this one. Inside of your organization, you have heard about an event that's going on and you have decided that you're going to go to X event. Okay. You following along so far? I'm following. You're following? Cool. We're all following together. And at this event, there is a prominent, worldwide, well-known speaker. And because of this reason, this is the reason that you're going to go to this particular event for you to learn from this person. Got it? 4 months it has been sold that this person is speaking at this event and they are going to assist you transform the way that you look at safety culture. Got it so far? Cool. I'm glad we're following along. Now, let's be realistic, high-end prices in regards of doing this. So you're looking at it and you go, uh-huh, this is what we're going to do. The company has finally approved it. The culture is finally going to change. And now, all of a sudden, you're about 2 weeks out and there's this weird advertisement stuff that's going on. This very well-known prominent speaker that you're going to go see, well, they're no longer listed for this event that you paid high dollar for. Okay, following so far? And what is being announced now is someone who has worked at their person's company. Not a name that you recognize, not a name that you know. All of a sudden, this person is going to be there and they're being advertised as a person that's worked for that company. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not saying that there is not value to be added there. But if you paid big ticket prices to go somewhere to learn about changing your safety culture, because that's how it's being sold. And all of a sudden, you're getting an employee that worked at this company to be the speaker. You're probably going to run into a small problem. Number one, your company's going to be like, what the hell just happened here? And why did you pay such big ticket price to find out that you're going to have an employee? Now, imagine this. We'll date it a little bit. All of a sudden, you're going to go to an event that Sam Walton's putting on. I know it's kind of impossible to do at the moment, but you get the idea. The creator of Sam's Club, the creator of Walmart, all of a sudden, boom, you're going to go see him. He's going to talk about, you know, how he did everything from scratch, and all of a sudden you have an employee of Walmart that's going to do the speech instead because Sam Walton cannot be there. You're probably going to have some problems. You're probably going to look at it and go, why did I spend all this money to do this? Now, listen, a lot of these big ticketed events that occur says that speakers are subject to change. And, you know, it's kind of that rain or shine type of thing that regardless of what happens, that's what you get. So how do you do this? How do you manage this now? I mean, do you still go to see what the information is, or do you call it a day and say, I'll take my losses. Hopefully I can get my ticket and hotel prices back. I don't know. I have such a hard time understanding our industry sometimes in regards to things that happen in that particular fashion. I always am a big believer and proponent that you should give people the opportunity of being able to change things and be able to move things around if needed, unless it specifies particularly where they're purchasing the ticket. Hey, you know, card subject to change. I don't know. It's kind of always a weird time when you go to these speeches because you never know what exactly to expect. It just, I guess that's the way that I look at it when it's all said and done. What do you think about it? I know. I'm just the guy behind the microphone, so who should I be talking about?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free.
Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN. Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm. I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm. Radio. Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, you are listening to the Rated R Safety Show as it is 46 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out on Safety FM and on Radio Big. Always a good time when you and I get to hang out, no doubt about that. Oh, yes, this right here, this is Willie Echo with Monster.
Does do you?
Of course not.
I do.
Always a good time. So, there you go. Songs readily available for stream or emer action. If you want to give it a stream on Apple Music, YouTube Music, or Spotify, which apparently they're raising their prices, but that's a whole other story. Okay, let's get back into the move and the groove of things. Once again, thanks to Willie Echo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Trite Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And to find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's to write love on her arms. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says find help. Once you do that, you'll have all kinds of information readily available to you. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, to write love on her arms, just to get everything moving and grooving for you. So there you go. Thanks to Trite Love on Her Arms for everything that they do. We really do appreciate it. If you are looking for someone, TWLOHA.com. They are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world. Would your spouse consider a sleep divorce if they just couldn't stand the sound of your snoring any longer? The American Academy of Sleep Medicine says that the estimated 1 in 3 people regularly sleep in separate beds from their partners. Yes, from their partners. You ready for this? To describe a sleep divorce. Yeah. A sleep divorce due to snoring and a sleep disorder. But organizations say that the potential answer, it doesn't involve bunking out on the couch or in a guest bedroom. The AASM says that a new study says that if you use continuous positive, yes, positive, no, positive airway pressure, a CPAP machine, it is linked to higher levels of relationship satisfaction and a lower levels of relationship conflict. The lead author of the study explained that
as you no doubt know, that no one is at their best when they don't get a sufficient sleep. So by recognizing that one partner has sleep apnea, it can affect the sleep quality of both. We may be able to actually save marriages by promoting the fact that CPAP machines might be the answer. Sleep apnea is a chronic disease that involves repeated collapse of your upper airways during sleep, causing stops and gags in the airflow, including snoring. CPAP machines help alleviate this by sending air pressure through the mask and keep your throat open during your sleep. So, is a CPAP in your future? Would probably be the next question. What do you think? Okay, so if it goes without saying that the fact of poor sleep quality can lead to relationship issues is definitely not news to anyone whose spouse sounds like reviving dragsters on a nightly basis. Sorry, hon, but my wife proposed a sleep divorce long ago, not because of snoring, because of pizza crumbs. No, seriously, because of pizza crumbs in the bed. That's why it was proposed. What do you think? I don't know. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, take a listen to this, because this one might be interesting for you. Becoming a dad can result in a shorter life. According to new research, a study of Chicago's Northern University found that fatherhood may take an alarming toll on men's heart health as they age. The researchers found that cardiovascular health tended to be worse for fathers compared to men without kids. They theorized that added responsibility and stresses that come with parenthood make it more challenging for fathers to maintain a healthier lifestyle through the habits like exercising regularly and eating nutritious food. In fact, it was the exact opposite for me. It's always well went anywhere near my Xbox. I might as well go walk the dog, because if I had to give up the Xbox, what's the point there? Anyways, a new male birth control gel could soon be a reality. It uses synthetic hormones, Nestrone. As an ingredient for birth control ring used by women. The UK researchers believe that the use of Nestrone makes the new gel work quickly and requires less testosterone than previous experimental gels. It is designed to keep men from producing sperm without impacting their sex drive or causing other side effects. The hormonal gel used daily by rubbing it on the shoulder blades. Well, at least they didn't pick an awkward spot. So there you go. I don't know. I mean, you do rub-a-dub-dub, 3 men in a tub. I mean, whatever needs to be done for whatever you're trying to do. Anyways, let's get some John Smalls in our life. I think that's going to be important. Seriously, let's do that.
To you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The motivation. Today's quote was submitted by Nathan. Audrey Hepburn said, "Nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible." What a fun quote. But some things probably are impossible. Many things only seem impossible. If you're a sports fan, you could probably think of a game that ended very differently than anyone would have guessed. The big upset that seemed impossible, but then it happened. I know somebody who was told at about age 6 that they had a few months left to live. His church community surrounded him in prayer, and he told me this story when he was in his 40s. Sadly, he passed away just a few years ago, but when I went to his funeral, the family celebrated all those bonus decades they enjoyed with him. And at one point, they seemed impossible. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. As you look back over your spiritual journey, it is probably the hard times you remember most clearly. At least that's how it is for me. No one in their right mind seeks for hard times, but having experienced them, we recognize their value and cherish their benefits. It is in the hard times that the Lord reveals himself in truly life-changing ways. Howbeit, his presence is seldom easy to discern, except in retrospect. 2 Corinthians 1 says, "But this happened, that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God." Lord Jesus, be with us in the midst of the storm. Reveal yourself to us, no matter how dark the night. And in our weakness, may we find your perfect strength. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Oh, you know how it goes. Self-implosion and airwaves are always a good combo of things to talk about. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Let's take a look around. Back in 1977, one of the first personal computers built by Apple goes on sale. The Apple II displayed 24 lines and 40 columns in the uppercase only character. The cost was $1,298, about $6,700, and boasted a 4 kilobytes of RAM. Today's low-end Apple laptop has more than 500,000 times that much memory. That happened back in 1977. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, Kate Martin turns 24. Pete Wentz, 45. Nick Kroll, 46. Lisa Well, 47. Joe Gatto turns 48. Mark Wahlberg turns 53. Brian McKnight, 55. Rick Riordan turns 60. Jeff Garland, 62. Kenny G turns 68. Caitlin Kennedy turns 71. Susie Orman turns 73. And Robert Kraft turns 83. So there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those for you. It's National Veggie Burger Day, National Gingerbread Day, Global Running Day, National Moonshine Day, Random Acts of Kindness Day, National Tailors Day, World Environment Day, Hot Air Balloon Day, and National Sausage Roll Day. What the hell do you do on National Sausage Roll Day? I think I'm kind of intrigued by that one. I mean, I don't know. What do you do? Anyway, so there you go. That's some interesting stuff. I look at it from a standpoint of the world is much different on that side when it's all said and done. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, I, of course, have one of those for you. Choose a major you love. You'll never work a day in your life because that field just ain't hiring. Just saying. If you need a phone starter for today, try this one. What is the funniest movie you've ever seen? If you need a question for a survey, try this. For the water cooler. A survey found that 63% of people do this before they place a bet. What is it? They say a little prayer for you. So there you go. That's what you got. So anyways, if you need some whack facts for today, the color of hen's earlobes determined whether its eggs are brown or white. Horses can't breathe through their mouth. Sterling silver contains 7.5% copper. The only number whose letters are in alphabetical order is 40. Interesting. That's the only number. Interesting. The Outkast sang Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture. Polaroid released a statement, shaking or waving can actually damage the image. And Americans use enough toilet paper each year to stretch to the sun and back. I think it would burn. I'm just saying. Anyways, thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Thank you for taking a listen to what the hell we have going on this morning. At the top of the hour, we will be going over to Radio Big. If you don't want to come over there with us, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Dreams don't work unless you do. Think about that. That's something to think about. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host. Have I? No. Anyways, you know who I am? Or no. How does it go? I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. I can see the truth. No,
you don't have to lie to me. Don't fill your head with things and think you're free. I can smell the fear, I think you made clear. Yeah, I could be rude, be in a mood, I could be rotten. I could be cool, mind like a fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you. You won't like what you see. Yeah, I feel like a monster.